Well, here we are at the turn of the year. In church time, this is New Year's Eve. This is the grand celebration at the end of the year. Here we look back over the year that has been and these last few months of ordinary time. And then we shift our attention to the season of Advent, the season of watching and waiting for the coming of Christ, both as an infant, but also more importantly, for when Christ comes again in all his glory. And so today we celebrate the feast of Christ the King, or the reign of Christ. This Sunday is when we are reminded of who Jesus is and what the kingdom of God is like. And as we approach Advent, we are reminded of what we are proclaiming when we proclaim the reign of Christ on earth. What does the kingship of Christ look like? What does God's kingdom look like? Our gospel today lays out the essence of Christ's kingdom. Instead of turning in our scriptures to some glorious reading from Revelation about Jesus sitting on a throne all decked out in splendid robes with a crown, and instead of hearing from a prophet like Isaiah about how the government will rest on his shoulders and he'll be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, instead of a powerful moment from the Gospels like the Transfiguration, we read the story of the crucifixion. We read the story of a stripped and suffocating man racked with pain, surrounded by a crowd of mockers, dying the most humiliating death possible. What an upside-down kingdom. But this is the story that has been told throughout the Gospel of Luke that we've read through this year. This is the song of an upside-down kingdom. From the first notes of Mary in her Magnificat, where she sung of the greatness of God, the mighty one who chose to come to earth through a working-class family rather than a royal family in their palace, and where she proclaimed that her child would be the one who would bring down the powerful from their thrones and lift up the lowly, who would fill the hungry with good things and send the rich away empty. To the angels who sung of the Messiah, the Lord born in the city of David and lying in a feeding trough. And then continuing to be proclaimed by Jesus throughout his ministry. As he launched his ministry, he let us know that the focus of his ministry would be good news to the poor, release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, setting the oppressed free. He reminded us that blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. And he said on more than one occasion that all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. All of the ordinary order of things, the way that society says things should work out, are flipped on their head in Jesus's kingdom. And in this upside down world, what we see is a kingdom of compassion, of love, and of mercy. This king did not choose military might and glory. Instead, he chose a donkey and a cross. His path to glory was not a brilliant military campaign, but the humiliation of death on a cross. And on that cross, his love, his compassion, his mercy did not end. We read it this morning. When they came to the place that is called the skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus replied, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. Love, compassion, mercy, until the very end and beyond. It is this love, compassion, and mercy in this upside down kingdom that Jesus over and over again invites us to join, invites us to take up our crosses and follow him, to take up love, to take up attention to the poor and needy amongst us, to take up the cry of economic justice, to take up the cause of those who have had their voices taken away by sickness, by poverty, by anything that our society has deemed unworthy. And to realize that we ourselves need a healthy dose of this love and compassion and mercy, that we might truly live the kingdom of God, the reign of Christ into being here on earth from today until when Christ comes again. Amen.
Amen.